On the show today, we have MyTech's very own Mike Nelson talking about how blockchain, AI, and fraud will shape the financial services industry in 2019. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we're doing one of those What's Going to Happen in 2019 shows with MyTech's very own Mike Nelson. Mike, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. Hey, right. The topic at hand is how blockchain, AI, and fraud will shape the financial services industry in 2019. And I think we're all spot on here because these are going to be three major items to impact what's going to happen next year, because it made a major impact this year. So why not keep it
rolling?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Before we get into it, I mean, so give us a quick overview on what these three items mean to our industry right now, and then we'll go into each one and what you think will happen.
Well, I think they're, as you said, I think they're important trends that are happening in our industry. I think blockchain in particular is getting much more interesting. I think AI has been around for a few years, and I think it's just maturing. And then as both those technologies are just enablers for better fraud tools and better fraud detection. We'll talk a little bit about that as we get going here.
Indeed. Well, let's dive into AI. So, I mean, for many, it still seems a little science fiction-ish. So, but for a lot of folks out there that are already applying it and reaping the benefits and stuff, but what's your take on AI? How's it going to shape the financial services industry next year?
Well, I think it already is. I think that's probably the first thing, right? So I think it has for the last few years. Most companies have been invested in this. You know, the big banks and the smaller fintechs have been invested in this for a couple of years. And I think it's empowering a lot of our experiences that we're using already. So I think you'll just continue to see more maturity in the AI space. I think you'll see a lot more investment. It's going to power new experiences. The Uber-like experiences are now coming to financial services. You're going to see more and more and more of that coming out in 2019 like you did in 18.
Yeah, you gave one example about AI-powered tellers will become the norm. Now when we're thinking about AI-powered tellers, what does that mean? I mean, is it there's some... I mean, a lot of
them, I think
mind goes to like, oh, there's going to be a robot at the desk.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Right across the street from our office here, we have Bank of America just put in a brand new branch, and there's no people there. There's a security guard on the outside, but there's no people there. So it's completely remote, and a lot of that technology is either, or a lot of that user experience is powered by AI, or the experience you're having with the remote teller is actually being fueled by some of these AI technologies as well. So we could just see.
So we're going to be seeing a lot more of that in 2019 for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about blockchain, because blockchain seems to be a top item on many people's list to like fully understand and then actually apply in 2019. So where are we with blockchain? What's going on here?
Well, I think I'll answer it in a couple different ways. First, just in broader financial services, it has a lot of legs. There's been a lot of investment over the last maybe 3-5 years. I think probably 19, the most interesting thing that I predict is that we're going to see some sort of mainstream blockchain technology or application come out. It'll be launched by either a big bank or it'll be launched by a fintech, but it'll definitely be, and my prediction is going to be something around cryptocurrency.
Oh, okay. Yep. Because you guys mentioned in kind of your write-up about identity, like digital identity, blockchain can be used for that, the distributed ledger technology, that type of stuff. So where do you see that going? Because there's many facets to blockchain.
Yeah. So good.
Crypto's one of them.
Yeah, good question. So we're in the identity business. So, how does it apply to our world? I think we're just at the beginning of that journey. It has blockchain, just the core technology, has a lot of promise for our industry in general. So for 2019, I think you'll see a lot more experiments. I think you'll see a lot more dialogue. I think you'll see both large and small players get involved in this and really start to assess how blockchain can be used to solve this big identity problem that's on the top of the priority list for at a lot of FIs these days.
Yeah, because we're talking security, really, what we're getting down to here, because this is what kind of like the distributed ledger technology. It's not all in one place. It's spread out everywhere. And so that's kind of the security of it, which is what a lot of people are thinking about these days, instead of, you know, using a password that can be hacked or biometrics that can possibly be hacked. But this blockchain, it seems it's not foolproof, but it seems to be good.
Yeah, I think there's probably nothing out there that's bulletproof or foolproof, but I think it has a lot of promise. Yeah. And so, like I said, I think 19 will be full of lots of interesting experiments mm-hmm. around this space of how it can be leveraged. And I think what I've seen, at least, is the industry coming together in a lot of conferences, a lot of different venues to talk about this yeah. and see how can we partner together to create something that makes us all safer and more secure.
Yeah, and I think we're far enough away from the negative connotation of Bitcoin being associated with blockchain. I mean, that's what, you know, it's what's built, it's built on the blockchain. So I think we're far enough away from that now to where people are, it's more accepting, I guess. So people are open to, hey, let's check this out. Let's dive in.
Yeah, I mean, I think ultimately it's sort of a back-end technology anyway, right? And so it'll be, you know, people have dealt with Bitcoin and some of the other cryptocurrencies over the last couple of years, and they've actually been involved with, you know, using blockchain technology to enable some of that buying and selling of some of that cryptocurrency. Yep, so I think it'll be behind the scenes for a lot of users ultimately anyway.
Yep, indeed. All right. And that kind of segues into the third item that we want to talk about here, which is fraud. Oh my gosh. You know, I talked to like 10 out of 10 credit union CEOs, and that's the top of their list is fraud, cybersecurity. So what's going on here? What do we expect in 2019?
Well, I think fraud will continue to evolve. You know, access to PII and will continue to be like cheap and easy. And I think so that'll continue to create opportunities for fraudsters to innovate new ways to access accounts. Account takeovers are, you know, probably top of the list that most of the CEUs you talk with. So I think that will continue to evolve. But I think at the same time, what we're seeing is the signals to detect fraud are getting a lot smarter and a lot stronger. A lot of that's powered by AI technology. Mm-hmm. But I think that's helpful. And then in our industry, we sort of solve that last mile. Once you detect fraud and there's a high risk event or transaction, how do you enable someone to verify themselves? And we're tackling that problem here at MyTech. And so I think there's fast and easy and secure ways to do that now. Technologies like ours.
Yeah, it sounds like these three, the AI, blockchain, and fraud, it sounds like they're all kind of related in a way, you know? They all kind of, I don't want to say they complement each other because you don't want to say fraud complements anything, but it sounds like they're all kind of associated in some way as far as security goes, right?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think fraud has always been a part of financial services and will continue to be. It'll just evolve in the next generation. I think AI and blockchain are super interesting technologies to help us combat that.
Yeah, I think it's so exciting. Talking about the AI and the blockchain. I think it's so exciting of where we've already gone, but where we can go with it in the next year, next couple of years. So it's really exciting to see. So I think you guys are right there in the mix. So
we are here. We are right in the middle of this thing. Yeah, I think from our perspective, I think 19. I think identity really got on the map at 18. I think the industry started to formalize conferences, events, dialogue around that. Mm-hmm. Lots of FIs have invested heavily in identity. And I think we'll probably continue to see that in 19 at the top of this is discussed at every boardroom.
Yeah, no doubt.
Whether it's EU or a major bank or a fintech, these problems around fraud and identity will continue to be mainstream.
Yeah, any conference you go to, no matter what the theme is or what the subject is, there's always some sort of identity session or blockchain or AI session at any conference. So it's
more to come this year for sure.
No doubt. So based on all three of these things, what's kind of the overall message that you see for 2019 for financial services?
I think it's fun. It's a good time to be in financial services. I think financial services, I know we could talk about, you know, they're more, I think they've evolved really into tech companies. Mm-hmm. And if you look at really the investments that have been made in financial services, whether you think of a startup like a fintech or you think of the major banks or FIs out there, they act and look like software companies.
Exactly.
Leveraging these technologies. And I think it's just a great time. They've recruited talent is very difficult to come by. They're recruiting straight out of the tech community. And I think we'll continue to see that.
Yeah. And I've heard that financial, too, that like financial institutions are becoming now they're the fintechs, you know? So I've heard the same thing.
You got it. That's exactly right.
Very cool. All right, Mike, anything else to add to wrap up? Any final words of wisdom here before we dive into the holidays and then dive even further into 2019?
Well, I don't think so. Happy holidays to you and your audience. And, you know, Merry Christmas to you guys.
Got it. Right back at you, sir. All right, man. Well, we will be sitting on pins and needles to see how these all three of these turn out in 2019. And we're going to come back to you this time next year and see what holds you to.
All right. See how we did.
All right, Mike. Thanks again. Appreciate the time.